something I've been doing this for so long, but, you know, the last 24 years here, people get new cars. Once in a blue moon, you might see them for an oil change, and all these quick lube places have even taken that away from us.
I'd rather pay more and go to a mechanic that I can trust for an oil change and a quick lube. I don't trust those places.
Got a place up on Ridge Road that used to pass before you start coming Orient Way. Advertised 10-minute oil change. Takes me longer to get the car up on a lift and open the drain plug and let it drain real good.
KD2BORNYLU, mobile. Yeah, I had a guy do a quick lube or jiffy lube or something, and after a couple of days, I realized he never put the oil cap back on the car.
I can see that happen, believe me, in my lifetime of working on cars. I've done that. I've only done that once in 24 years since I've been here. Probably got done putting the oil in, the phone rang, somebody came in, and you forget. That's why I get people sometimes, how come you don't answer your phone? I said, I'm working on a car. When a phone rings, I have an answering machine.
Boy, it seems like everybody and their mother's out today. Well, I'm just out passing the plant now. So it should be about 15 minutes, and I'll be a little bit off. Just in the morning, dead as eat.
Yesterday afternoon, when I had a problem arrive, I was over by Debbie's house. I hit the reverse. Wasn't as strong over there as it is on my shop.
Yeah, that was pretty annoying. Remind me to mention something to you. I don't want to say it over the air.
No problem. It was good to have a few guys out there in the afternoon. And Don got disgusted. That's always a party pooper.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I forgot who the other guy was. Somebody was mobile besides me. And when you're in that situation, it's tough to overcome.
I was the other mobile.
So it was just three of us, and then maybe with Don, I was thinking of being on an ATC.
Yeah, Don's got to do something with that CYT or whatever it is, HT. You had a good idea, but, you know, that's, I didn't want to really say anything, but that thing that definitely doesn't sound good.
Well, when he went to the VX2, that sounded real nice. Fortunately, that's when the problem arose.
Yeah, I was in the Food Town parking lot when he got on that one. That one didn't sound bad either. I like the CHF6 out of them all. 82 BOR.
KD2BORNYLU. Now I'm on Route 3. My way up to the Candlewick, and down and around, and on to Orient Way.
Yeah, you might make it here by quarter after. My computer says 206.
Yeah, I got 208 over here, but I am fast.
I'll tell you, it wasn't for me and you lately. Keeping the after midnight group going.
Yeah, I was surprised to hear Chris on this morning. Haven't heard him in a while.
Friday night into Saturday morning, and Saturday night into Sunday morning. You could almost guarantee that me and Chris are out here.
Yeah, I guess with his hours, it's tough to get on this time of the day. Surprised he was on, knowing he's got to get up at 6.
I was a little surprised that he was on, but not too surprised.
Well, this light is terrible over here. The Candlewick Diner. Sometimes I catch it nicely.
I was listening to 880 yesterday. I had it on in the background along with this one. Heard some guys talking about 220 sideband radios. I have never seen a 220 sideband radio.
Not many. 82736, I think. That's like a base rig. I think that has a module for 220 sideband. And then there's an ICOM 331, I think it is. Saw one recently up for sale, $1,600. You really bring in a lot of money because they're very rare. Best bet for that is a company called Down East Microwave. They can transfer it and get you on 220. All mode, you know, whatever radio you're using.
It's a shame, you know, they dropped these things. Except for the volume control and the squelch problem with those older Kenwoods, was only 25 watts, but I do like that, that 751 that N2RCP's got.
Yeah, that's a nice radio. They pop up every so often. But like you said, they've got that problem. But, yeah, that's got a good front end, good receiver. I'm on Orient Way now.
Okay, very good. I'm just sitting here enjoying my coffee. I got a cab I got to work on when I come back this morning, then get back to my other work.
Boy, this is not the smoothest road I've ever driven on.
Now, Orient Way on the other side of Route 3 is horrible. I don't know which part of Orient Way you're on right now. You didn't pass the GMC dealer yet, did you?
No, I think the, the next intersection that I'm on my way to is where that 7-Eleven is, I think. Holy crap, terrible over here.
Yeah, you're on the other side of Route 3. That's horrible over there. Once you cross over Route 3 by the 7-Eleven, then it gets nice and smooth, clear sailing.
KD2POR and 1OU. Mobile, yeah, right. I'm right on top of Route 3 now.
Any hemming and hawing in your house about the AC not working in the Honda?
No, I feel bad for him, but no, he hasn't said anything. He knows it's not working because he drives with the windows open.
I do not think at my age now that I can handle driving an automobile around or a truck without having air this time of the year.
Well, the good thing is most of his driving is done at night. The house like 6:30 to go to play practice and then gets home about 11, 12, somewhere around there. 1 o'clock if he goes out for a bite to eat afterwards. So it's not too bad. It's not like he's driving in the day. But whether he takes that to college or not, I still want to bring it to you and get the 8. I haven't checked out, but I'm still hoping he doesn't take it to college. Asking for trouble.
Yeah. It would be probably a lot better if he didn't have it. The guy I bought the 2570 off of has now got a 2550 up on eBay.
Just made the light on the page. In fact, I was going through it as it was yellow, and I'm thinking, oh, this is the morning I'm going to get pulled over.
Just watch yourself till you get to the Belleville Turnpike where the food town is and the CVS. You know I've told you 100 times, but they love speeders.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do, especially this time of the morning. I stand out like a sore thumb with the Connecticut plate.
The same guy that I bought the 2570 from, he's got a Kenwood SV940 speaker. That is one sharp-looking speaker.
Yeah, what's he selling that for?
$114.99. Buy it now.
Those SP50Bs, the mobile speakers, those are nice speakers. If you see any of those things, like 40 or less, grab it. I saw one for $20. I doubt on it. They sound really good. That's what I have right now in my car. When I'm listening to you on, it's got good audio quality.
I like these little junk speakers I bought from Napa. I got one at home. I got three here. I bought a different one. I actually got two different external speakers at home, one on the HF radio and one on the Kenwood, the Yaesu dual band.
Past the bowling alley, there's a cop sitting in the parking lot.
Nothing unusual. You can see him in the Food Town parking lot, too.
Saul Kearney, or am I going through a couple of different towns? I know when I go down toward work, I go through Monocacy, Little Ferry. You know, they're all right on top of each other. It's like on one side of the sign it says, welcome to Monocacy. On the other side it says, welcome to Little Ferry.
Basically, when you got on Orient Way, I think that's still Lyndhurst, I think. But coming all the way over, when you pass Hughes Auto Sales, if you pass that, then it becomes North Arlington. When you cross over to Belleville Turnpike by the Food Town and CVS, that begins Kearney.
Okay. So this Route 7 sign, that's the Belleville Turnpike?
That's what people call it.
Okay, cause it's not marked or anything. What does that go to? If I made a left there, where would that take me?
Out to Jersey City, 440. If you went all the way out and didn't make the right to get on 440, and went straight up, it'd be Newark Avenue, which goes into Jersey City, and you keep taking that, and that's where the courthouse is, where I go to jury duty when I get called.
Okay. I see it's 25 miles an hour over here. Going about 35.
Once you cross the Belleville Turnpike, you don't have to worry too much about your speed, Kearney. But again, with you without a state plate, that's another issue.
Okay, very good. I'll be there in a minute. KD2BORN1LU Mobile.
Yeah, I'm parked on a street just before you hit my shop. You'll see that monsoon antenna on my tailgate.
How's it handling the mount there?
I haven't had any problem yet. It's only been on since yesterday, so, you know, really don't have any idea what's going on yet.
I saw a guy selling a K400 3/8 24 mount on RZ for $50, which was a little bit cheaper. All right, I'm here. And 1LU.
You know, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR and 1LU.
Go ahead, Charlie. 32BOR. I just got done with that cab. What's up?
Sorry about that. Wrong mic. I just dropped the mic gain a little bit on this link up. Want to listen to it?
880. I'm on that now.
Okay, give me a minute.
Too quick on that transmission. Said something, I didn't catch it.
Want to try 220 again?
All right, hold on a minute. Just before we do that, I plugged your radio in. It's got power output. You weren't on the right frequency this morning, but the receive is horrible. Your radio is apart already. I took a break from what I was doing, but I'm not going to try to desolder out that that filter till either tomorrow morning or Sunday morning, but it took a 10-minute break and soldered the board out of the radio already.
Oh, very good. Very good. Okay, I'll meet you on, what were you on before, 880?
Yeah, let's try 940 in case guys start getting on. It's a little early, but in case they start getting on 880.
All right, very good. Give me a minute, and when will you?
WI2LYP.
Connected KD7UHH. KD7UHH. Disconnected. Thank you.
ACCC, locate to EIR. Are you on the air?
AC2CUM, AC2T, you're very dead, you're very low and noisy.
Okay, thanks. I'm testing a ground plane. I'll switch back to the GP1. Thanks very much, Paul. AC2T, AC2CUM.
Roger, take care. We'll be here.
AC2T, AC2CUM, I'm back on the GP1. By any chance, is that any better?
A lot better, Alan. 100% better.
Okay, thanks very much. I thought by... I just made a little ground plane, and I figured without using the dual band, since there's usually a compromise between bands and one antenna, I thought a mono band antenna might do a better job, but apparently not. Okay, thanks very much. We'll be standing by. AC2T, KC2ZOM.
It all depends on how much gain you have on that mono band, you know. The dual band might have a little more gain than what you have on that mono band. It sounds better on the KC2ZUM, AC2.
KC2ZUM, yeah, I've been walking around the house, different locations with it, and some spots are dead. I do have a Yagi for UHF. I use indoors in three elements. I'm probably going to have to try a Yagi for VHF. When I did that a year ago, it created all kinds of horror problems inside, so I just backed off of it. So for now, I guess I'll settle for Echolink. AC2T, AC2ZUM.
Tell you, if it would stay the way you were just now, it would be great. And yeah, do have Echo Link on it, sorry, that's for sure. So.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming back to me there. The two things will be before the net here. And,
I think you're definitely going to need Echo Link, so just have that there. We'll catch you later, KC2ZUM, AC2T.
Good morning, Alan. KC2ZUM, W2BOV. Beautiful morning this morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, KC2T.
Hi, Paul. Good morning to you. Go ahead, Alan.
We're doing fine, thanks, Bob. We're just experimenting with a couple of antennas before the net. Thanks to Paul's help. I know right now either to stay with the GP1 or Echo Link. Back to you, please.
Yeah, okay. Well, your signal is nice and strong this morning, so that's good. Okay. This is W2BOB. We have AC2ZUM and AC2T, and we are establishing the CBS retirees net, which meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this hour on this frequency. So with that, we're looking for additional check-ins. Come now, please.
WB2OXU.
Okay, good morning, Bill. WB2OXU. Anyone else?
KD2CYX.
Okay, good morning, Vinny. KD2CYX with us. Any other check-ins?
KD2 ECJ.
You're broken up. I got CJ or something. Give it to me phonetically and slowly, please.
Kilo Delta 2, Echo Charlie Golf.
Okay, we got you. KD2, ECG. I'm not sure you've been with us before. You want to give us your name and location?
Steve, I'm mobile in Bud Lake, New Jersey.
Okay, very good, Steve. Good morning to you, and welcome aboard. We're still doing other check-ins, so anyone else for the CBS Retirees Net, W2BOV.
UA2ZNT, good morning, Bob.
Okay, good morning, Josephine, WA2ZNT, anyone else?
Good morning, Bob.
Ah, you're broken. Give it to me again. Station checking in. Try it again. I couldn't hear you call, sir.
N2NVR.
Yeah, your signal's way down today, John. N2NVR with us. Okay, good. Anyone else? Hey, any other check-ins for this set? Please come now. Okay, nothing heard. So we have Alan, KC2ZUM, Paul, AC2T, Bill, WB2OXU, Benny, KD2CYX, Steve, KD2ECG, who is mobile, Josephine, WA2ZNT, and John, N2NBR. And this is W2BOV Net Control for the net. Good morning, everyone. Looks like a nice day today, and it really did get hot and humid yesterday, so last night was the first night I actually had the air conditioner functioning in the bedroom, so it worked well, so that's good. I have a doctor's appointment this morning at 10:30, so I'm going to have to make sure that this net ends at 10, so just bear that in mind, and we what happens as we go along. Not too much else to report, so let's hear from Alan. KC2ZUM, W2BOV with the CBS Retiree Center.
W2BOV, KC2ZUM, pointing to the group. Hot humid here now. Have the AC on deck. Looks like it's going to be a very good weekend. And tried some HF last night. Successful with it. Much greater. Play the game today, and then maybe do something for field day. Not too much else to report. I'm in the transmission short. Good to that. Thanks, everybody. And Paul, thanks for your help this morning. Back to you, Bob. This is for BLB, KC2ZUM. And by the way, Bob, I'm on EchoLink. Wasn't doing too well RF-wise this morning.
Okay, we'll bear that in mind. So, of course, there is a delay and a pause between the EchoLink connection and the repeater. So, okay. Well, you're sounding good with that connection as well. So, over to Paul, AC2T next, W2BOB, and I'm sure you've got a BE session scheduled tomorrow, or do you, with still day in progress. Go ahead, Paul.
W2BOB, a group, this is AC2T, Fine Distance Bob. No, we don't have a VE session scheduled for tomorrow because it is field day, so, but next week we will be there, right after 4th of July. So it's the way things go. It's nice out today, the sun is shining, not very brightly, so it's filtered through the clouds. And so good morning, everybody. Alan, Bob, Alan, Bill, Steve, Vinny, and Steve, welcome to the group. John, and anybody else who's listening, Josephine also. And Rocky, if you're there, come on in and say hello. Anyway, other than that, I hope everybody has a good weekend. Today it's going to be beautiful, so thank God to for all the guys that are going to field day. We will have nice weather. No rain inside or thunderstorms, which helps. Anyway, we don't want anybody hurt, that's for sure. So 73, I'm not going to 73. I'll go one more go around and I'm going to have to get out of here. I sort of have something to do, and sort of just like you, Bob. Maybe one more go around, and I'll have to say 73. W2BOB, AC2B.
Okay, very good, Paul. And, I know you mentioned that there would be no field day, but I thought I'd ask again anyway, just to be sure. So, with that, over to Bill, WB2, OXU with the CBS net, W2BOV.
W2BOV on the group, WB2, OXU. Morning, Bob, Alan, Paul, Jimmy, T-Mobile, Josephine, and John. Good to hear you all this morning. Hope all is well, the neck of the woods. Yeah, the sun is shining bright. Seems like it's going to be another good one. God knows we're due for a good streak of good weather. The bad winter we had, but it's about 78 degrees so far, and it probably will get warmer, no question about that. So anyway, yeah, I have to in between do a couple of things here, so it may be on or may not be on, but I'll be listening anyway. Get back in there, I will. Back to you, Bob. W2BOB on the group. WB2. OXU.
Okay, Bill, very good. And you're sounding good today, and glad to have you with us again. KD2CYX, ready? Your turn for the net. This is W2BOB.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. I think somebody was trying to get in there. KD2EMG, I think it was. But anyway, yesterday was a gorgeous day, a little bit humid, as you noticed, and today's my granddaughter's, she's graduating from nursery school. She starts kindergarten in September, so today's her big day, and she's acting like she's graduating from college, so she's going around, but that's the way it is when you're a kid. And I was talking to Paul on a landline yesterday, actually Wednesday, yeah. And we're going to get together for coffee next week. And if there's anybody out there that wants to join in with us, you're more than welcome. I don't know the venue yet or the time, but mention it on Monday. And if there's anybody in the Westchester area or anywhere, I don't care. Let me get it back to you, Bob. This is W2BOB-KYX.
Okay, Benny, very good. KD2CYX, W2BOB. Was there another station wanting to join the net? Come now, please.
Alpha Charlie 2, Kilo India. Nick from Nutley.
Okay, Alpha Charlie 2, Kilo India. Is that correct?
Affirmative. Alpha Charlie 2 Kilo India. Next from nothing.
Okay, very good. Welcome aboard. AC2KI. And who is the other station? Your audio is so low I couldn't hear. It sounded like EMG, but I'm not sure. Over.
AC2 EMG.
That's more like it, yeah. KC2 EMG. Very good, Bob. Welcome aboard again. We didn't hear you the first two times. It was very, very low. Okay. With that, let's go to KD2, Echo Charlie Golf. That's Steve in New Jersey. So, good morning, Steve. Welcome aboard from the mobile. And go ahead and make your transmission. This is W2BOB.
KD2, Echo Charlie Golf. Are you with us, Steve?
No, I guess not. Okay. Josephine, you're next. WA2ZNT, to get it? W2BOB.
OB in the CBS net. WA2ZNT. Good morning, Bob, and good morning, all the check-ins. Very good to hear, everybody. And, Bob, is that the doctor's appointment you were expecting? And so I'm glad it worked out. Over.
Yes, it was, and it's fortunate I called when I did, because the receptionist said the only availability is on Friday morning. And I said, what time? And she told me, and I said, okay, I can be there. Because after today, he's on vacation. So it worked out fine, Joe. And thanks for standing by if I needed you. Back to you, Josephine.
Oh, that's all right. I'm glad it did work out. Very good. Yes. And you said the 4th of July, they'll be known that. I was aware of that. All right. Well, you might want to close a little earlier. It's okay with me and see if it's all right with everybody else. And you're in that control anyhow, so give yourself plenty of time. And in fact, I'll make this my only transmission because I just have one contribution, and I'll reset. Today, June 27th, is the birthday of the late Helen Keller. And she is a very famous person, has been, and of course a lot of the members here would not remember or live during the time that she was around, but was born normal in 1880 in Tuscumbia, Alabama, but unfortunately she developed meningitis, and by 19 months she could not see or hear, and the family of after their so forth tried to find somebody who could help her, and they met Ann Sullivan, a teacher in Massachusetts, a school for the blind, and I think some of you may have seen The Miracle Worker with the story of her life and how she learned to read and learn sign language and developed into a very knowledgeable writer and wrote many articles, not only about herself but other things, and did a lot of fundraising for the American Foundation for the Blind in their research and so forth, all kinds of things, and made speeches on the stage through her teacher, with showing finger the alphabet with the fingers, and she learned that. Boy, I tried to learn some of that myself, even though I didn't need it, thank God, but I found it very difficult. It was wonderful how she mastered it, and so she lived to be till the age of 87 in 1967 anyway, and I never met her, but I had heard her and heard, you know, speak reasonably well in time. So that's what I wanted to mention today, and I admired her a great deal. So I'll say 73, but I'll keep listening and enjoy the net. Have a good weekend, everybody, and have a nice, successful appointment there, Bob, with the doctor. So I wish you well all the time. And as regards this to Kathy, W2BOBWA2ZNT.
Okay, thank you very much, Jill. And we appreciate it. Yeah, well, it's just a routine checkup to get my medications renewed. That's the only problem I have with this doctor. He'll renew it once, and then when the delivery takes place, as the bottle says, no refills. So that's my one point, and I'm going to let him know it again. So anyway, that's what it's all about. So, it should be fairly quick, but he's very thorough. He goes over, you know, I keep a daily record twice a day of my blood pressure, and he goes over it day by day, and then discuss what's improved and what needs improvement and all that stuff. So basically, that's it. Okay, John is next, N2NBR, W2BOB with the next.
Okay, Bob. Should be hearing me okay at this point. Am I coming through? Back to you.
Now, full quieting, John. Good signal. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Let's see, the weather is a nice day out there so far. Some high, puffy white clouds up above, and looks like a nice day. 71 degrees, 83% humidity, 30.06 rather, and rising and, for the barometric pressure. And, let's see, I guess in the past couple of days or so, we've had about 5 inches of rain, according to my unit here, which is which memorizes the rainfall for some reason. I don't know why. I guess it does that because it's done that way. Anyhow, good morning to everybody. And with that, I don't have too much to add at this point. Back to you, Bob, the B2BOB in the group, and to NBR.
Okay, John, very good. N2NBR, W2BOB, and I did want to mention to you that this week on the program Trains and Locomotives, they had, I've seen it twice so far, and it's on the RFD channel. I'm not sure you get that with Cablevision, but it's on Fios, so. They had the refunctioning of a northern steam locomotive 484 that belonged to the Grand Trunk Western Railroad and was on static display in Michigan for many, many years. Well, the owner of the Ohio Central Railroad has been a steam buff for a long time, so he bought the locomotive and refurbished it. And the program had to do with its initial rail fan excursion through the heart of Ohio, and boy, what a great feature it was. So anyway, I thought I'd mention that. I don't know, they usually show these programs all week long at various times on different days, so that's how come I caught it twice. But very well done, very good video and audio and everything else. Okay, let's go to KC2EMG next. W2BOV with the CBS Retirees Net, and over to you, Bob. Go ahead.
Okay,
your audio now is very, very low again.
Next. I guess, John, you got launched the weekend before last. Is that so? You're on the water these days. I won't bore you all if you're having trouble hearing me, so. Back to W2BOB, this is KC2EMG.
Okay, you got a bad connection there because the audio just popped back in full blast. So try it again, Bob.
Okay, I think it's the push-to-talk switch. How now?
Yeah, that's fine. It works very well. Go ahead.
Okay, it's going to be a very good weekend. And, of course, this is the start of the weekend. This is the start of the summer. So we do spend more time in Connecticut. If we're going to be there for any length of time, I'll bring this unit, put it in the car, and we'll talk to you from there. But Thursday night, we have the Grucci fireworks just at the end of our block. They go out for 45 minutes. And I have to tell you this, there's such a demand for it that the people are putting blankets on the beach come maybe 2 o'clock in the afternoon. By 5 o'clock, you don't see any sand. It's all covered with people and chairs and so on. So it's quite an event. That being said, we'll be listening to you from there in any event. Back to you, W2BOB, KC2EMG, okay, well, I'll let it go with that. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds great, and you're lucky you're that close to the beach. But, yeah, we'll expect a report on how it was again this year, but I'm sure it'll be spectacular. Okay. On the 4th of July, when we were all working at the CBS Broadcast Center. On our lunch hour, we would go up to the roof of the Broadcast Center, which they sometimes televise from up there. They put a weatherman or a reporter with a beautiful shot of the Hudson River and the skyline. But we'd go up there, not only us, when I say us, the entire crew and talent from Channel 2 News, and the entire crew and talent from the CBS Evening News. So everybody would be up on the roof watching the fireworks until the gong sounded that it was time to get back to work. So that was quite enjoyable. So we did the 4th of July fireworks in any way. All righty, let's connect up with Nick in New Jersey, AC2KI for the CBS Net, W2BOV. Go ahead, Nick.
N2JDH disconnected.
Working out of the house today. On that telecellar issue, it's interesting because I think working in New York City and walking around the streets of New York City, telecellar than working with the credit to ride.
Okay, you're pretty much out of range, Steve. Sorry about that. You're practically not into the repeater at all. We could hear your voice, but that's a lot of noise. So if you get into a better spot, we'll give you another shout. And the only words I heard was walking around New York City, and then you just faded out and lost the repeater. So. Okay, this is CBS Retirees Net, W2BOB Net Control here, and we're taking a standby for any other check-ins.
WI2LYP.
Right, WI2LYP. Welcome back, Willie P. Go ahead and make your transmission, Bill. Over.
W2BOB in the group, WI2LYP. Good morning to everyone. I just jumped in my truck, leaving the VA medical facility where I had a little oral surgery. Not feeling the best, but I just heard your voice and wanted to check in and say hi to everybody. WI2LYP. W2BOB. WI2LYP.
Okay, well, we wish you a speedy recovery from the oral surgery, that's for sure. Good to hear you, Bill, and I hope you had a great time in Vegas. I guess you're glad you're not out there these days any longer, because they're predicting a high of 112 degrees. And being in Phoenix once, where it was 111, I think, we went to the museum to see a Barry Goldwater exhibit of Indian crafts. And getting out of the vehicle and onto the hot sidewalk, I could feel the heat coming up through the soles of my shoes. It was really, really hot, and it was like being in an oven. So, well, it's a dry heat. Yeah, true. Anyway, hope you had a great time in Vegas. And you want to give us any other transmission? How did the trip go? And I'm sure you were very busy while you were there. Over.
Yeah, the trip went well. I flew out on Tuesday. It was a cocktail reception at 5, dinner after that. The next morning, got up, addressed a group of potential clients for the Fire magazine, went to the airport and flew home. Lost all of $7 at the airport in a slot machine while I was waiting for my flight. But other than that, it was nice. And hot it was. Boy, standing in the entranceway to the plane, you could just feel the heat cutting through that jetway. But I'm glad I don't live out there. Dry heat my foot. Anyway, W2BOB, WI2LYP.
Okay, very good, Bill.
Yeah.
$7, huh?
We were in Mesquite, Nevada, staying at a casino resort, and $29 a night. And one of the members of our group went up to a slot machine, put in a $20 coin or whatever, and didn't win anything. So I said, "Why are you betting so high?" I said, "You never know." So anyway, but it was fun. Okay, one more standby for any other check-ins for the net. This is W2VOB. Okay, nothing, Eric. Yesterday on the 20-meter broadcast net, we had a couple of CBSers on board. One of our stations, who is a regular bud in Tulsa, Oklahoma, WA5QDZ, we connect up on Skype, which is for Josephine's benefit. It's a computer program to make phone calls or talk to other computer people, and it also has video. So if you have a video camera on your computer, you can photograph yourself, and they can see your lips move when you talk, although it's not always in sync with the lips. But at any rate, yesterday, Bud, WA5QDZ, had his video camera pointed at the microphone in his shack, and he sat down, and he turned towards the camera and stared into it, and he was wearing a CBS News logo cap. So I got on with him, and I said, "What are you doing wearing my hat?" Well, that started it at that point, because I went up to the closet and I got out my CBS sports cap and put that on and turned my video camera on, and then he was looking at it. He was startled when he saw that I had a sports cap, and that brought up a whole new topic on the net about freebies, especially if you're doing sports remotes. Or news remotes, or just being part of the news, which of course I was for 28 years. So, and I did sports as well. As a matter of fact, while I'm speaking to you at this point, I'm wearing my CBS Sports summertime sleeveless shirt, which is a very nice garment. I cherish it too. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that. You can never tell what's going to happen. So we had Barry with us yesterday, K2MF, and it was good that he was participating. So. And we also had WB4 Bravo Victor Hotel Bill in Tampa, Florida, who worked at WBBM in Chicago, which, of course, is the CBS-owned and operated radio and television facility there. So it's a small world, after all. Okay, over to Alan, KC2ZUM, and they were asking for you again on 20 meters, Alan, so you never did tell me why you haven't been on all week, but I stood by on Wednesday hoping to have a direct contact with you on EchoLink, but you'd already signed up. So KC2ZUM, 73 times, W2BOV.
WKVOB, KC2ZUM. You bring back, first of all, before I forget, let me just really feel better there, and again, hopefully nothing too serious. You bring back some memories, Bob. When I started at GIX, so our logo then was 11 Alive, if anybody remembers that. Oh, God. But they made us pay for jackets. That was the only problem there, and they weren't the best of quality. We had the jacket with the 11 Alive logo, circle, and the 2-1. And not too many people were happy wearing that jacket because it looked like a big bullseye. So there were certain neighborhoods you wouldn't want to be walking around with that jacket, especially one of the ENG crew. Then later on, the only place that I worked where they provided jackets, even the union, was NBC. NBC provided us with a rain windbreaker and a winter coat. And depending on what department you were in, sports did their own thing, had their own logos, and they were the only company that gave us stuff. Don't know if they do that anymore, but at Tick's they were very, they made you pay for everything. Matter of fact, you had to pay for your own trophies if you were any of the news award shows. But that's another whole net, another whole topic. B73 for me. Good weekend, everybody. If anybody's going to a field day, enjoy it. And Bob, I'll speak with you later and update you on what's going on. Back to you, Bob, and a good weekend to everyone. W2BOB, Keith Smith.
Okay, that was very good. KC2ZUM, W2BOV with the CBS Retirees Net. Paul, if you're still with us, your turn for 73. Alpha Charlie 2 Tango, W2BOV.
W2BOV, AC2T. Yeah, I'm still here. It is my last go-around here. I said I'd stay for one more, but this will be my 73 for all. And hello there, Willie P. Glad to hear you back. And I hope you'll be feeling better. And of course, I hope we have the appointment on the 5th. So do it to it there, Willie P. Anyway, let me say 73 to all. And yeah, Vinny, we'll have to get together next week sometime. And we'll see who else wants to join us. So 73 to all. W2BOB, AC2T.
Okay, very good. And have a great weekend, Paul. It's always a pleasure to have you with us here on the net. WB2OSQ, Bill, I know you've been doing things while you said you'd be listening, but if you're still there, please give us your 73. This is 70 Shelby. Over to you, Bill.
WB2BOB, under group, WB2OSQ. Very good. Yes, I've been listening, but I'm working as well. Just a couple of things I have to take care of. But good to hear you all this morning, as usual. And you have a good day and a good weekend. Enjoy the weather while we can. But who knows? It can change in a snap. Anyway, take care, everyone. Again, good to hear you, Willie B. Good to hear you again. Stay well, and we'll catch you all the next time. WB2BOB and the group, WB2OXQ. 73, everyone.
Okay, Bill, very good. A good weekend to you as well. KD2CYX, Vinny, it's your turn for 73. So that, W2BOB. Go ahead.
W2BOB, KD2CYX. Well, 73 time. I wish everybody a good day. Have a great weekend. It looks like it's going to be a wonderful one. I'm going upstate to visit an old friend of mine, and I'm looking forward to having a great time. So with that, I wish everybody a great 73, and we'll see you on again on Monday. W2BOB, KD2CYX.
Okay, very good. Well, have a good trip. Where about you headed upstate?
Oh, well, when I say upstate, it's not very far. I'm going to Bay of Pack. So, up county, well, it's actually Putnam County. So it's going to be a nice trip.
Well, that's upstate. Not far, but...